Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Composite Executive Summary Podcast.
On Tuesday, the 30th of May, 2017, SCA Hygiene Products, Actibolag et al., and First Quality Baby Products, LLC et al., Supreme Court of the United States, intellectual property, patent, latches could not be invoked as defense against a claim for damages brought within Patents Act 6-year limitations period, vacated in part and remanded. Coleman and Hart Hughes, Supreme Court of New South Wales, real property, equitable charge, deeds terms supported implied intention that plaintiff had equitable charge over property, declaration made. DSHE Holdings Limited, receivers and managers appointed, in liquidation, and Abood, National Australia Bank Limited, and Abood, number 2. Supreme Court of New South Wales, refusal of leave to commence proceedings against a number of insurers. Plaintiff had to pay each insurer's costs, not one set of costs in respect of all insurers. Maylord Equity Management Proprietary Limited, as trustee of the Batterham Retirement Fund, and NUA, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Costs. Stay. Refusal to set aside costs orders. Stay of proceedings pending payment of costs orders. Commonwealth of Australia and others, and Kamisei, Court of Appeal, Victoria. Application for leave to appeal against interlocutory decision determining list of issues for trial. Leave to appeal refused. In the estate of Billington, deceased, Supreme Court of South Australia, wills and estates, executor of estate passed over, plaintiff granted letters of administration with will annexed and order dispensing with requirement to comply with Section 65, Administration and Probate Act 1919, South Australia. Coal Hub Proprietary Limited and NSL Consolidated Limited, number 3, Supreme Court of Western Australia. Evidence, expert evidence, contract, objections to admission of evidence upheld, rulings made. Silverleaf Investments Proprietary Limited and Tang and Cheng Proprietary Limited, number 2, Supreme Court of Western Australia. Real property, lease, redevelopment clause was not void and precluded entitlement to compensation for loss arising from lease's termination. Declaration granted.
Thank you for listening.